views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Well, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. It's actually today going to be Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stanis, and I'm the founder of Women of Wisdom. And I'm excited to be a guest host once a month on the Dr. Pat Show, bringing women leaders to you. I've been doing the radio show Voices of Women for the past 4 years on Transformation Talk Radio every Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific time. So I hope you'll join me there. And I'm excited. I was excited to be honored this past weekend. Dr. Pat had been sponsoring and part of the Women's Information Network. They had a Global Women's Summit in Bellevue this weekend, and Dr. Pat honored me with a leadership award along with Paula Fellingham, who's the founder of WIN, Women's Information Network. So that was a great day we had together, and I'm just honored to be recognized by them. And the other exciting news is that we've launched our Women of Wisdom conference website, and so it's available to register for all the events. And I just want people to know we have early bird specials with our featured guests who I will be interviewing on the Dr. Pat Show. And we have the I'm going to be talking to Patty Conklin. So you may want to check out her event at www.womenofwisdom.org. Patty Conklin is described as one of the greatest medical intuitives of the 21st century. She's a world-class energy healer. Patty was born with a rare vision and vibrational capabilities, and for the past 2 decades, she has been sharing her experiences and changing lives in more than 40 countries. And she's going to be here in Seattle February 11th through the 12th, giving a two-day intensive workshop, Vibrational Medicine. It's actually a certification training as part of the Women of Wisdom Conference, and there are early bird prices if you register by December 31st. And Patty's system to heal uses a method of frequencies of light that are unique to the individual. She's developed both color works and tone works and cellular cleansing as practices of healing, which she has utilized with over 100,000 people. Patty's received numerous awards and has an honorary PhD in divinity and humanities for her life's work. She has a private practice and is an instructor at the International Metaphysical University. And previously, she's been the director of Women in Literacy, overseeing women's literacy programs in 30 countries throughout Africa, Asia, and America. And her book is God Within, The Day God's Train Stopped. And you can read about her on her website, which is pattyconklin.com. And it's pattyconklin.com. So you can read more about her on her website. So welcome, Patty. Thank you so much, Chris. It's just great being here today. Yeah, well, I can't wait to have you in Seattle and get to discover hands-on your healing work system. But let's first start with how you, one thing I really love people to talk about, your life purpose, how you came about discovering what your mission was.
Well, it was odd or different, as most people's experience is. But I remember being 3 years old and kind of the first event that started separating me from family. But it was 3 years old, and my mother and her best friend were sitting in the kitchen having a cup of coffee. And I walked in the kitchen, and I looked at my mother's friend, and I saw a sperm go into an egg. And I, even at the age of three, knew that was a sperm, that was an egg, and she had just conceived a baby. And I remember just jumping up and down. I was so excited. I'm like, oh, you're going to have a baby. And they started laughing. And she finally looked at me and she said, no, I'm not. And everything shifted. And I looked at her because I was only 3 years old. And I said, oh, but you'll die when the baby's born. And she indeed died in childbirth. And that was, you know, so many of us, all of us are really born with our gifts. But it gets kind of knocked out of us. For me, it was kind of a validation that what I was seeing was correct. And then by the time I was 7, I was in my bedroom, and I had this beautiful mist come into my room. And I heard a voice say three things. 38 to 42 will be your greatest growth years. 42 to 62 will be your greatest contribution to humanity. And the purpose of your walk will be to teach people to become insubstantial without transitioning. And even though I was precocious at 7, I had no idea what that meant. And, you know, people say, what was that voice? Well, I heard a masculine voice because I had a horrible relationship with my mother. But I think that voice would be the tone quality of anything that you personally would need. So, you know, we can say God, goddess, father, creator, source, goddess, mother. I think it really just the tone, the vibration of the tone will be what you trust the most at that time, that you first hear something like that. And so life just kind of went on. And by the time I was in my early 20s, I had never read about metaphysical stuff. I had had a great teacher who encouraged me to read Edgar Cayce's stuff. And when I went to do that, I heard this same voice say, stop. Do not contaminate the information and knowledge you already have inside with someone else's thoughts. And so by the time I was in my early 20s, I really began to understand that I was seeing the world differently. Up until that point, I had no clue. I had no one to talk it over with. I just didn't know. And so I went and got tested finally in my mid-20s, and we found that I had a genius IQ, but my brainwave was incredibly fast. And so it allows me, the way I see my world on this path, is through particles. So it's 24/7. And if you just imagine the television being on and the cable going out, you get snow. That's literally my world. And I was clueless that that's not how the rest of the world saw the world. But for me, when people speak, I'm looking at the words just coming off of their body or even movies within their body. If I'm given something that I've never touched before, I have to feel it like a blind person. I won't be able to identify the parameters of it because it'll just be particles for me. And 19 years ago, I was the director of Canine Companion for Independence, and I was in charge of the Southeast region, and I had another visitation, and I was told to move my family to Hartwell, Georgia, and fully begin walking the path that I was asked to walk as a child, and I was 38. It was time, and I've been doing it ever since.
Wow. Yeah, it's amazing stories. And then also, you also had a non-treatable disease, lupus, that tell us about that.
Yeah, it was in the mid-1980s. I developed both forms of lupus, internal and external. It took out my right kidney. I had 2 heart attacks, radiation from locked up joints, ulcerations all over my body, severe nerve damage, and I was critical for 3 years. And the doctors said, you know, look, you're not going to live much more than another 5 or 6 years. This is just running too rampant. And they wanted to do high dosages of steroids. And I just kind of laughed and said, look, if the lupus doesn't kill me in 5 or 6 years, the level of steroids you want to give me will. And they kind of, you know, conceded that that was the case. And again, I was alone, and I was given another visitation, and I was shown how to move colors through my body. And I immediately started doing it after the visitation, and not a thing happened. And I thought, why would I be shown something that doesn't work? And I began to realize I had to start looking at my own emotional stuff. and my self-worth was in the toilet. I was working in PhD positions with a high school education. I had doubled up and graduated early, and I didn't feel qualified. I would work 100-hour weeks in order to attempt to prove to my colleagues that I was worthy of being there. And my girlfriends would say, you know, you need to take a vacation. And my response was, you know, I'll rest on my deathbed. And so my body literally began creating the deathbed. And so when I started saying to my body, what color do I need to remove my lack of self-worth? What color do I need to increase it by 80%? And what color do I need to remove the lupus? That day, symptoms stopped. And a year later, my blood work was perfect and has been perfect every year since.
Wow. And tell us, did you do that, the color, you know, visioning that color in you, did you do have to do that every day, twice a day? You had to be pretty consistent, I imagine.
I did it every day, about 10 minutes, and that was it. And it was it was interesting when I started it because, you know, the colors that were coming in were blacks and browns and, you know, really deep, mucky colors. And but what I've come to realize through the years is the deeper and darker those colors are, the slower it moves through your body, the more gunk it actually gets out. And then, you know, the greens and the whites and the purple that we always associate with healing makes us feel wonderful because the frequency is so high and it runs through our body so quickly. But it can't get the gunk that's stored in your cells out as easily as the darker colors. So I encourage
That's fascinating. We're going to talk more about your color vibrational system. This is Chris Danis. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back and talk with Patty Conklin some more.
Put a little
woohoo
in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little
woohoo
in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healing, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Hi, I'm Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio, and here's your tip of the week. When we own our own responsibility, we're choosing to own our choices, our energy, our day, our jobs, our relationships. It's a tall order. And what difference does that make? Well, plenty. We're choosing to look within, to change agreements within ourselves, to keep our energy field clean, and to upgrade as needed to make choices that are authentic to us. This shifts our language. We no longer blame others. We're no longer victims of our circumstances. So if we don't get paid abundantly or loved abundantly, let's look within and ask, where am I not honoring myself? Where am I not loving myself? Let's change the agreement. Let's get real with what's in place, forgive ourselves and others, and shift into our new life. Visit me at LeslieFontaine.com or call me at 678-665-3366. Let this be the last day that you choose to look outwardly and look within.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Danis, and I'm talking with Patty Conklin today. She's going to be at the Woman of Wisdom Conference in February, giving a two-day workshop on vibrational medicine. Very excited about that. So you were just telling us about how you healed yourself through color. So let's talk a little bit more about that visualization process and about, you know, what is vibrational medicine?
You know, it's if we go back to quantum physics, and vibrational medicine is just the alternative way of looking at quantum physics. If we look at quantum physics, that everything are particles and we vibrate. When we develop an illness, what's taking place is that the vibration of the illness is different than the vibration within our body. And so when you adjust the vibration of the illness back to being in sync with the vibration of your body, you're effectively putting it back in sync. And most illnesses, you know, if it's meant to be, if it's not a soul process, but most illnesses will shift and disappear at that point. So it's really about understanding that the way that the particles become dense is through your emotions and your thoughts. And the way we remove them is through the vibrational medicine of using vibration as the medicine itself. And so it's understanding that every color, and there's colors that people will see that are not in our spectrum, have a frequency. And frequency and vibration, I'm using these words interchangeably. But if you're bringing in a frequency, if you literally ask your body, what do I need to remove blank, or what color do I need to add in blank, then your body literally takes you through a process of, if you breathe in through your nose and bring the color in through your feet, and bring that up your body, up through your body, it literally will start changing the particles that make up you as a human being and shift them back into sync. And it's such a simple process, and I think that that's why it works, is because it's such a simple process. Doesn't take an hour of meditation or, you know, taking 400 different herbs or whatever. It's really asking your body to come into a coexistence with you, because it's amazing on how much we keep our brain and our body separate. And if we really understood that everything we're thinking and everything we're saying, whether it's about ourselves or about someone else, is being recorded in our body, It's needing to understand that, A, your emotions and thoughts need to change, but it's also using frequency of color and tone to get your body back into parameters of being healthy. And so I really encourage people not to make an association between color and emotion. And there's a lot of books out there talk about, you know, this color means this. No, in this work, you're simply working with vibration or frequency.
So, yeah, you're tuning in to yourself. You say all the answers are within you. You're asking yourself, what is the color I need to remove this?
Yes. Yes, nobody can do it for you.
And we're so used to thinking, you know, there's all this thing, you know, the high purple tones, the gold tones, the white light as healing.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, interesting, you said, well, in moving, you would bring in dark colors to move it. And that's kind of fascinating to me. But it's the one that's moving it. Or, I'm getting a picture of maybe it's shifting the particles so that it can be moved when you bring in the light that, color that you need.
Well, if you take it a step further, your emotions actually store within the peptides of yourself. And so every word you've spoken with the emotions in it are stored within the cell, not outside of the cell, but within the cell. And so when you're moving up dark colors, it's so dense and it's so heavy, it literally shake that cell and shake the emotion out of the cell. And then the cell goes into your bloodstream, and you may feel nauseous. You may have some diarrhea. You may not. You may feel headachy because you're going through a detox. And you know, my girlfriends used to say, that's just so ridiculous that people get sicker when they come to see you than before they came to see you. And it's like, well, yeah, because they detox what they've stored. When we look at the different purples and the golds and so on, like I was saying, they're beautiful, but they move so quickly and they're so light and they feel awesome that they're moving up through and they're not able to literally shake the emotion out of the cell. So we've always associated those colors with, quote, healing, and they do. They make us feel fantastic, but they're not strong enough to get the gunk literally out of the interior of your cell and to wash it out of your body.
Mm-hmm. And you said some very key things of, you know, I want to get more into this, the emotions and the words we think and speak. And so, this, you know, you hear a lot about, watching your language, you know, positive words, not speaking negativity, that it's, you think you're projecting out to others, you're actually, when you speak them, they lodge inside you and they impact you because of the vibration of those words.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, if I say, oh my gosh, I heard Aunt Zelda has cancer and I'm so afraid she's going to die, my body doesn't know that I'm speaking of Aunt Zelda. My body only knows that I've gone into fear and I store that fear and my cells continue to shut down. Even if you're just, let's say you're a fashion person and you see somebody who's just dressed horribly and you decide to say, you know, or think to yourself, oh my gosh, why would they ever wear that out in public? That looks horrible. Your body went, oh, all right, it's horrible. Okay. And it stores within you. And it's really understanding that, you know, when we started the different systems of the cancel and so forth, you know, we started shifting our behavior. But in metaphysics for so long, unfortunately, people would say, well, as long as I didn't say it out loud, it doesn't count. It's like, yeah, it does. So your body, individual cells, has a skeletal system, it has a respiration system, and it has a muscular system. It does not have a brain. And so your body knows no discernment capabilities. So your body has no idea if you're talking about someone else or you're talking about yourself. And those negative thought patterns are what store. The healthy, positive, unconditional thought patterns go into your immune system, which is the subtle energy field, and it makes it stronger. But every time you think something negative, it doesn't matter what it is, it's still going to store and slow down the subtle energy field, creating a density, which then in turn creates something that we can label as disease.
Well, you can almost see this on people. You know, when you have a picture of somebody who's kind of has a negative energy, you see that on them. And if you probably were to listen to their language versus someone you see very joyful and mm-hmm. and they light up and they're very positive about themselves and other people. So you can see that impact and you can see, you know, there is so much disease going on. But give us some tips. We just have, you know, before we go any further on other topics, what are some tips to how not to be, that you teach people to not take, be negative in your words?
Yeah, it's watching your words. If you wake up in the morning and your back hurts and your partner says to you, how do you feel this morning? Say, you know what, in 10 minutes I'm going to feel terrific. Thank you for asking. You know, don't say, oh, I feel horrible. My back really hurts. Because your body's going to say, oh, okay, I can do that. So it's always understanding that within conversations, everything that needs to be said can be said. It's watching your words so that you're not judging, so that you're not being negative, and you're understanding that if you're upset about something, it's your upset, not theirs, and nobody can do something to you. You make a choice in that instant to either be affected by it or not be affected by it, and it's just so critical to understand that you don't have to take what someone else says or their mannerisms or whatever as a personal thing. it's who they are and it's what they're doing and it's all good. So for people, it's just understanding that your body's recording. And I really encourage you to just be as positive, address what needs to be positive. We need to validate, but address it in a positive way, watching your words and not going into a judgment, but a discernment.
Yeah, and we're so trained to do that. You know, it's not an easy thing. It's paying attention. It's really being aware. And I've been working on this myself. And also, along with that, I've been working on forgiveness of myself, which it helps me then shift that negativity to a more positive level. Because we blame ourselves a lot.
We blame ourselves a lot and understand that, you know, just because behaviorally you get it and you stop blaming yourself or you're much better, what you've already spoken and stored stays. And that's why people get so frustrated when they go into talk therapy and they think they've gotten something figured out in their brain and they're able to move on. And then something years later triggers it and they're right back to where they were. And they're like, wait, I thought I'd gotten over this. You did behaviorally, but those were not moved within the cells. The emotions were not moved out of the cells. Understanding does not take it out of the cellular structure. And that's what's so critical about vibrational medicine.
Yes, and also getting to the core of what those emotions, you know, where the triggers come from, getting to the core of it, you can release it. Really understanding where it comes from, which is often as a little child. Well, this is Christina. You're listening to Voices of Women on the Dr. Pat Show. And when we come back, we'll talk more with Patty Conklin.
Hi, this is David Zarza.
And Philip Zarza, and we're the Sophisticated Guys.
And we're here with your tip of the week.
Feeling trapped in life, like you're just going through the motions, but not loving where you're at? This week's Sophisticated Tip is to reconnect you with your heart's desire.
It's not just a cheesy saying. It's actually a vital part of a wholehearted life, to know your heart's desire.
Start by asking yourself, what do I most want today? Or, what do I need most today?
Then allow the answer to come to you. Don't try to have your mind answer it. When you get the answer, though, follow through with it completely. In a couple of weeks, you'll be totally clear about what your heart wants.
Learn more or schedule a session by visiting
GetSophisticated.com. That's GetSophisticated.com. And call 206-420-8660.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Make sure to add positive emotions to your counterbalancing thoughts. I know that feeling positive and compassionate toward yourself can be a huge challenge, especially when you're struggling with anxiety. Therefore, it's helpful to imagine that the main source of your negative self-talk is a younger part of your mind, which is just playing old tapes and repeating outdated protective programs. You will notice how much easier it is to speak in a calm, reassuring, and comforting way when you visualize addressing an inner child. By counterbalancing your negative thoughts with kindness and compassion, you automatically shift your consciousness and attitude from I am powerless to I'm taking charge.
On a perfect day, I know that I can count. Now we're back on Voices of Women and the Dr. Pat Show. This is Chris Danis, and I'm talking with Patty Conklin. We're talking about using color to heal. So we've just been talking about how our words are important and how those emotions and words get lodged into our cells that create that misalignment. You were talking about that. So what's another way to work with color that you teach people?
Well, I think what's so important to understand about color is that we can utilize it in so many different ways. You can use it on animals. You can take your hands an inch off, you know, your animal's body and your pet's body and just say, what color does Fluffy need, you know, to remove this ear infection? And whatever colors, whether you see them or hear them or feel them or you just need to trust that they're there, let them come out of the palms of your hands and go into the animal. Or you can use it on young children or, you know, individuals who are in comas or too sick to do it themselves. I don't encourage people to do it for other people because I think that it's personal responsibility and we need to take care of our own health. But one of the things that I find is just fun when we're doing a workshop to help people understand their ability, the strength and power they have within themselves, is to take something like grapefruit juice and, you know, very bitter stuff and have people sit down with their own grapefruit juice and ask your own body, what color do I need to make this grapefruit juice sweet? And to work it and bring it out of their heart center and flow it into the glass and actually be able to change the taste. And what's great is, you know, people can do that. They can make it sweeter and, you know, they can put their initial underneath the glass and then give it to someone else. Because the question is, what if it's psychosomatic? You know, I'm hoping that I'm doing it this way. It's like, no, put your name on it and hand it off to someone else and let them evaluate it. So, you know, I think that people have forgotten through the years how much ability we have inside of ourselves. When I look at the human body, I see, you know, what we would consider the heart center, which is sitting on top of the sternum. And underneath it, I see the subtle energy field that, in my view, is what we came to this planet with. And we, in science, we call it the immune system. And then third, I see the soul. And people think, you know, the soul, the higher self, spirit, that's where I need to get to. And while it's an important piece and it's much more conscious than you are, you really need to go deeper. You need to go into the dark tunnel, all of the things that you fear and dislike about yourself, the duality of purpose. Your tunnel is just as vitally important as your soul, because once you're able to get through the tunnel, then you're able to get to the divine. And that's when the powerhouse really hits. That's where the true peace of the universe is. And when you start working with that frequency, everything shifts even that much faster. So, you know, you continue practicing on color, you practice with tone, and understand how much you can heal yourself and teach others to heal, or like I said, with people that don't have the capability because they're too ill, to be able to assist their body, but never touch the body itself. Always keep your fingers about an inch or so off the body. And ask what they need, not what you think they need. And you've got to understand that in that simple question, or even if you're breathing the color through your own body, in 1 minute, you could have gone through 50 different colors. That's why the technology that we have at this point is not good enough. People go, I do color therapy, you know, I have different lights that come on and so forth. It's like, no. I'm sure that makes you feel better. But it's not enough. It takes a lot of frequency to shake loose the emotions that have been stored in the cells. And so understanding what you can do internally and understand what you can do externally. And when we're in a vibrational medicine workshop and being able to start shifting the taste of things, we really do begin to understand our own power and how much externally we don't need to have affect us. You know, Chris, I fly about 100,000 miles a year, and I've done that for 30 years. And people say, you know, do you get sick on the plane? And I remember the first time I was ever asked that, I just looked at them and I thought, why would I ever have the belief that I would get sick? If I'm sitting next to someone who has the flu or is sick, it's their stuff. It's not my stuff. I would never even enter into my mind to be sick just because someone else is sick. So I think that it's using color not only to take things out, but to increase your confidence. Increase your own knowing, increase your stabilization of your capabilities. So you can take color, take things out, but you can also move it and bring it in to bring those good feelings in that maybe you feel you need.
Yeah, and what you're talking about is like we have that capability within us. It's our power. I know there's times when, you know, you're around somebody sick and you think, oh, I'm going to get a cold now because, you know, I'm just talking to this person who has a cold. And sometimes I can just go, no, I'm not going to get their cold. I keep an energetic barrier around that I don't have to take it in.
And that's it works. Right. That's right. That's right. It's so true. And, you know, but look at how we create fear in our world. And this is a simple example with a child. Let's say little Johnny's running down the road and he falls and his knee, you know, he scrapes it all up. And he's got gravel in his knee. The typical mom and dad stance is going to be, oh, Johnny, wow, you fell. Let's get back to the house. We need to get it cleaned out with some fluoride so it doesn't get infected. And what we just told Johnny is that there's a chance that it could get worse and that, you know, that he could be in worse shape just because he fell instead of saying, oh, wow, Johnny, let's go clean that up. And how's life going, bud? You know, do you feel like you're being supported? And, you know, anything I can help you with this is, you know, that must hurt. So it's shifting how we're actually creating the fear within our children. And my sons knew growing up, if somebody had the flu, somebody had a stomach bug, they had an emotional issue that they needed to deal with. And we were never a family that passed disease through the ranks, all six of us, because we understood that that's what it wasn't about. So it's just like you said, you know, just because they have a cold doesn't mean that I'm going to get it. I choose not to.
And so it's interesting, is you actually discussed, like, okay, this you know, one of your kids was sick. And did they actually understand that concept of they have something emotional going on?
They really did. I mean, my sons were very, my two biological are divided in their gifts between me. And Daniel was pre-verbal, meaning he was speaking full sentences at a year. And by the time he was two, he already had a 10-year-old comprehension level. And so it was very easy to speak with them by the time they were two or three about, you know, what was taking place and how their bodies worked. And they were beginning to understand their own gifts at that stage. And I asked them to kind of put it on hold. And it's funny, as, you know, now them being adults in their 30s, they said that that was the one thing that they would critique me for in my parenting, was asking them to put their gifts on hold and not to develop them so early, because I just felt like they weren't, they needed to understand what it was to be linear-brained also. But we, you know, if they started feeling something, if all of a sudden one of them was cranky, we would have the discussion about, you know, close your eyes, take a deep breath. Is this your stuff or are you feeling someone else? And if you're feeling someone else, thank your body for making you aware and that it can let go of it. And it lets go. The body will let go. Most of the time, we just don't understand how to ask the question.
And
well,
it's important.
Yeah, we're not
to
aware
children.
Of when we're taking on other people. We take on other people's stuff a lot. It's like
a lot.
Sponge, you know. So
yep.
that's one
yep.
of the, I think one of our learning here is to discover, you know, what is me and what is somebody else's stuff.
Exactly.
And the earlier
you can start it, you know, with your children, the better. Because it's not just them acting out. It's them, are they? Because children absorb so quickly other people's stuff. And so it's really getting them in tune. And yet, you know, you don't want them to become psychotic. You know, I remember a woman years ago who brought in her child who was acting out in school and just being incredibly disruptive. And when I got a few minutes alone with him, I'm like, you know, so what's going on? And he's like, well, you know, when I'm in class, I like to leave my body. I have a hole right here above my eyebrow that mommy told me about. I can leave my body and I can go to another planet. I just want to be on the other planet. And mommy said I can travel all over the universe and I just like going and exploring. And so I sent the child out, brought the mom back going, what the heck? You know, this is a 7-year-old. Who's going to be in fantasy anyways, and now you're telling him he's got a portal above his brow and he could leave and go. I mean, and you wonder why you're having issues with him acting out. So, you know, I think it's just the taking responsibility and giving it in the pieces or the dosages that your specific child can handle and understand. And, you know, I've got children now today that are just amazing human beings. And you know, if I'm in Ireland and the frequency is too high and I can't see, I'm blind because there's so much frequency, then, you know, Matthew jumps on a plane and he comes and, you know, he walks me around and takes me by the arm and it's just there for me. But it's what they grew up with. And so for them, it's a very natural process. And we're slowly inducting their wives into our family, family dynamics.
Yeah, that's great. Well, and we're going to take a short break right now. This is Chris Danis, Voices of Women. We'll come back and talk more with Patty Conklin.
You with the sad heart, don't be discouraged, don't realize it's hard to
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
What does a dentist of the year get? A little plaque. Welcome to Smile Big, where we offer cosmetic, restorative, and preventative dentistry. Dr. James Rosenwald and Dr. Susan Abdener work hard every day for their clients to be happy to smile with the latest equipment for complete smile restoration for anyone. The sooner you call, the sooner they can help. Call 425-454-4040 or email scheduling@smilebig.com. You can even visit our website at smilebig.com.
This is Lynn Brown from the show Winning at the Game of Life. Listen, it's time to enrich your money stories and open your path to all that you desire. We all have limiting beliefs which we accumulate from our life experiences, ancestors, and past lives. These beliefs block our ability to receive the unlimited flow of abundance that the universe is constantly offering to us. Why are we so emotionally caught up on the word money? It's only one of the many forms of abundance. I'm excited to uncover your unique stories and limiting beliefs around money and abundance, as well as give you tools to release them from your space. It's time to invest in yourself. You deserve everything you ever imagined and more. Call me to schedule a reading at 844-B-INTUIT or RUINTUIT.com.
Lynn was very accurate, and she was so clear in explaining everything to me. I highly recommend Lynn to all of you.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
We're back on Voice of Women. I'm calling it, we're on the Dr. Pat Show, but I'm calling it Voices of Women because that's the name of my show and what I do. And we are having this wonderful conversation with Patty Conklin, and her book is, let me go back and get the name of her book because I would love for you to check it out. I've read it, and she does talk about a lot of this color work and visualization. It's called God Within, The Day God's Train Stopped. So check that out on her website, www.pattyconklin.com. So you kind of, we've been talking a lot about color and about our words and even, you know, training our children of how to take ownership of their own feelings and knowing the difference. And you know, we deal with a lot of disorders in our world, in our country, and you know, there's people with mental illness and everything. And how do you deal with people that I know there's something that you talk about soul fragmentation. And how does that how do you work with that with people that you're with?
Yeah, you know, when we're looking at, and we can look at different things, but you know, I see a lot of, when I'm looking at schizophrenia, I'm looking at people with high brain waves, but don't have the comprehension capability to look at what it is they're actually seeing. And so there's a disjointed aspect of their reality. And if you slow their frequency down, a lot of times they'll come out of schizophrenia. And then you other have other people who have verified multiple personalities. And what's interesting about the multiple personalities is that they're pieces of the soul that have fragmented off and actually gone hiding in the body. And so let's say you have an incredibly traumatic event at age 4 and a piece goes off. That piece will forever remain 4 years old. And there are times through, you know, circumstances externally and vibrationally that they actually develop a personality and its own. And people will say, well, you know, why is, you know, this woman has a personality split, but it's a male voice. Well, her testosterone was the highest hormone in the body at the time of birth because we've got all of them. So the personality will take on at the level of hormones that was in the body at the time that you get the fragmentation. And for me, it looks like a tiny little shard, and it will go into hiding in the body. And the way I ask people, if I can't see the fragment itself, I'll say to people, have you ever felt like there was a piece of you missing? And if they say yes to that, then I know we're dealing with a fragment if it hasn't developed to a point of a personality disorder. And so what I do is I ask them to close their eyes and ask their own body, what color do I need to bring my soul fragment back into place within my soul? And they start moving those colors through their body. And as they're moving through the colors, and you can sometimes see it, sometimes they'll feel it. And it's just this tiny, like a grain of sand moving. And all of a sudden you'll hear or feel a click. And that piece will be back in. And it's amazing. You'll see people who, you know, had a 4-year-old split or a 5-year-old split and, you know, come back in the class the next day and, you know, having their roommates just look at you like, did you have to do that? And I remember the first time that happened in class, they're like, oh, my gosh, she wanted to go out. She wanted to climb trees. She wanted to climb the fence. She wanted to have a pillow fight, you know, and she came in just glowing because that peace was truly back inside of her. And so if we have a disassociation, we have to look at, is the soul fully seated? If we're looking at some types of autism and Asperger's, frequently the soul will not be fully seated. And what that means is the soul is out of position in that lineup that I gave earlier, and it's not where it should be. And so the neurological system of the body isn't connected. So you've got two things that will take place, the soul not being in the exact position it should be, and the other thing that's taking place is an actual fragmentation of the soul. And it's really pretty easy to get it back. What I really stress with people, however, is if they've been in psychological counseling because of multiple personalities or voices or whatever, that they stay in counseling after the fragments go back, because all of a sudden there's going to be silence. And where they will have been used to hearing other words or other personalities take over for them due to that soul fragmentation, they need to stay in therapy for a while longer to get used to having the silence. And, you know, I had one woman who had 7 verified multiple personalities, and we were able to get 4 in during the first session and 3 in during the second session. She and her husband had been married 20 years. And they ultimately ended up divorcing because he missed the kids. He missed all of the different personalities that, you know, were part of her life for so long. And he just couldn't deal with not having the children there. And, you know, it took a while for her to get used to not having the different personalities take over. But every time that happens, you're looking at a fragmented piece of the soul that's in hiding within the body.
Well, and we're talking about extremes when you talk about schizophrenia or autism and all that, but do you see most of us having a little bit of, because you're saying it's stored due to a traumatic event, and we all have had some level of trauma in our mm-hmm. lives, whether it's
sure.
you know, in different degrees, and so are all of us, do you tend to see that some degree of soul fragmentation in everyone you work with?
You know, I think for the majority of the people, there are pieces that are fragmented out that are not as much of a concern, unless we get into some of the other major mental disorders. But, you know, these can be carried through. The soul fragments can be carried through whether you have a belief in past lives or whether it's followed through in the genetic. You can actually have a piece out of sync just from the genetic DNA, it will be in some other area of your body. So, you know, I think that in order for a major piece to split, it has to be a major trauma. And there are times when you have a lesser trauma and you have a piece, but most people will never realize that it's gone. You know, they'll never realize that it's not there until it's put back in, and then all of a sudden you'll see a personality shift.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we all deal with it a little bit. I mean, we've all had some trauma.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Yeah, I was just thinking that you would see in different degrees of little soul splits of them.
You know,
it's kind of reclaiming.
Yeah, and that's an interesting question, because I don't typically, you know, if I'm working with somebody for a half hour or an hour, or if I'm doing a cellular, I typically don't ask that simple question of what color do you need to put any, you know, fragments that may be outside of your soul back to your soul. And that would be interesting to start doing, to see how many actually have movements. That's intriguing. I've just never done that.
Okay. Well,
Moving
you into a new direction here. Well,
there you go.
Talk to you today, Patty.
Thank you so much, Chris.
Yeah, and so everybody wants you to check out her workshop. She's going to be here in Seattle at Woman of Wisdom, February 11th through the 12th. It's a 2-day
learning about vibrational medicine, learning hands-on how to do this, color, working with color. And so go to our website, womanofwisdom.org, look for the 2015 conference, and she has that. We have an early bird special by if you register before by December 31st, you can get an early bird price. And I know people are already registering, so you're going to want to get on and get into her class. I really guarantee you're going to have a life-changing workshop. Check out our other events. We also have, and I'll be interviewing Penny Pierce in December, and she'll be doing a workshop, too, at the conference. And Jean Shinoda Bolen is coming. She's our keynote. And so we're very excited about our program this year. Just check all the offerings that we have at womanofwisdom.org. And there are some early bird specials happening. And I really would love for you to check it out. It's all individually priced. You only have to go to one event, or you can choose to go the whole weekend, or choose a couple, go to an evening, go to a workshop. And just have that in your mindset of, you know, change your life, make new friends, become part of the Woman of Wisdom community. We'd love to see you. And also check out my Voices of Women show on Transformation Talk Radio. It's Fridays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time. And I also have the book, Woman of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women, and you can purchase that on the Woman of Wisdom website as well. Makes a great holiday gift.
Put a little
woo-hoo
in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little
woohoo
in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healing, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844-LETTER-B-INTUIT.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Hi, I'm Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio, and here's your tip of the week. When we own our own responsibility, we're choosing to own our choices, our energy, our day, our jobs, our relationships. It's a tall order. And what difference does that make? Well, plenty. We're choosing to look within, to change agreements within ourselves, to keep our energy field clean, and to upgrade as needed to make choices that are authentic to us. This shifts our language. We no longer blame others. We're no longer victims of our circumstances. So if we don't get paid abundantly or loved abundantly, let's look within and ask, where am I not honoring myself? Where am I not loving myself? Let's change the agreement. Let's get real with what's in place, forgive ourselves and others, and shift into our new life. Visit me at LeslieFontaine.com or call me at 678-665-3366. Let this be the last day that you choose to look outwardly and look within.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellness1.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellness1.net.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.